My son, the day you were born, the very forest of Lordaeron whispered the name, Arthas. My child, I have watched with pride as you grew into a weapon of righteousness. You must remember, our line has always ruled with wisdom and strength. And I know you will show restraint when exercising your great power. But the truest victory, my son, is stirring the heart of your people. I tell you this, for when my days have come to an end, you shall be king. I worry. I worry for the farmers and their wives. Our frail city is made of stone. I worry about the impending ice that comes from the north. The legions of undead that march with it. For your reign will be in troubled times, while mine was bastioned in peace, quiet, and prosperity. You will know war and strife and suffering, and I cannot save you from it. All I can do now is imbue you with the wisdom to endure, so that you may be a good king, perhaps even a great one, so our line continues and the throne stays eternal and the walls hold and our people prosper. There will be temptation to give in to this darkness, to trade one power for another. You must resist this urge. Fight it. Keep it from consuming you. The draw of power is so alluring. And although we hold so much, the desire for more will consume you until you are not the man I raised, until you become something else, a monster that others will seek out to destroy. I know within your lifetime, you will fight great evil. And when you confront it, you will have but a choice: to slay it, or to join it, to burn a frozen throne, or to sit atop of it. I hope I taught you well enough to make the correct choice when the time comes. To reject such a thing to save your humanity. But you are still young now. And these words are empty. I doubt you'd even remember them. Just hollow echoes from a time long past. Too young to hold a sword. My entire body would still fit within my helm. It was a proud day when you were born. And I will always be a proud father. I just worry for what lays ahead. But what father doesn't worry about the future? I fear this world will be plunged into war. A world of war. And how can a father prepare his child for such a world? I promise you, I will try my best. I truly will. Now sleep. And enjoy the luxury that childhood provides. That sweet, undisturbed sleep. Free of all the worries of this world. Good night, my child.